Welcome back for another Dream Team interview on Regional Radio. Sean Malone now joined by Gabe Ayers of St. Paul High School. And this one, a bit of a special one. You're the first player in St. Paul High School history, actually, to make the Regional Radio Dream Team. So congratulations on that. When and how did you find out that you had made the Dream Team?
I found out actually yesterday after a basketball game on the way home. So
were you listening into the show? I know it was one of the later segments, Boys Cross Country. Did you have a chance to listen to it live, or were you guys, did you maybe see it on social media?
I didn't. My coach actually texted me.
Oh, nice. So what was your reaction then when you found out that you made the Dream Team?
I was pretty excited because I knew he was talking about it and he was going to nominate me for it. But I wasn't quite sure with how the season ended. I mean, I didn't exactly meet my goals, but I don't know. I'm just excited about it.
Does it feel special being the first ever St. Paul athlete to make the Dream Team?
Yeah, it's definitely special. I mean, there's a lot of firsts coming from St. Paul because it's such a small school and everything's relatively new. But, I mean, it's still a great achievement.
Talk about the season as a whole for you. You said it didn't quite meet your expectations, but would you still call it a successful season?
I definitely would call it a successful season. I mean, my times towards the end weren't exactly where they should have been. But I know I put in a lot of work, and I represented my school well, so.
Now you're heading into basketball season. Early on in that one so far, are there any other sports that you're involved with?
Track.
Track and field, okay. Is there anyone that you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your career?
I want to thank my mom and my dad for early on forcing me to do cross country, because it wasn't a choice at first. But then I also want to thank Coach Varhala and Coach Cheryl for just providing the sport and, scheduling meets and all that kind of stuff.
Let's go a little more in depth of that point that you made. They forced you into cross country. How'd that go?
Well, my mom forced my brother to run cross country in seventh grade. He hated it, but she always seems to know, like, what things I'm going to be good at or what I'm going to end up loving. And so she forced me to play drums, and that worked out well, and she forced me to run cross country, and that worked out excellent.
Moms know best.
Yeah, exactly.
Gabe, congratulations on making the Dream Team, and best of luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Gabe Ayers joining us here on Regional Radio.